Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Let's see your Bibles this morning. Word. Let's see your pens and your lesson plan. Okay, you can put your Bibles away. We have a quiz today. So you don't need anything, just your brains and your mouth. You are going to speak. Someone say Jesus.
Jesus.
Who's the man this morning?
Jesus.
Welcome, welcome. Let me say a quick prayer for y'all. Lord, we just thank you for this morning. Thank you for your word. I pray you would quicken our minds so we can think, memorize, understand, process. I pray you would encourage us to speak and speak loud and boldly and confidently what we know. And I pray you would help us learn this morning and be challenged. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Does everybody get their Leviticus button? Okay, the purpose of the button is to wear it. So people ask you the question. Many of you probably do not want to be asked any questions about the Bible or Leviticus, and that's fine. We hope that you will change your mind sometime before Easter. We want you to use this button not only to talk about Leviticus, but invite people to the Easter service. On Easter Sunday, we will not be here at all that whole weekend. We're going to have one service, Easter morning, 10 o'clock, Cox Arena. And then also Good Friday, 2 days before that, we're going to have a concert, evangelistic outreach there as well. So you got all that information. But this button here is to kind of review what we've been learning. Now, it is critical for you to understand as you go to church through your whole life, no matter where you go to church, you want to be learning the information in a way that you can share it with somebody else. The best way for you to learn is to teach or talk about it. If you ever want to learn anything, make a commitment to teach it, and you'll learn it the best, and then teach it. That goes with anything in life, parenting, marriage, what have you, especially with the Bible. You do not want to get information in the Bible in church and never tell anybody about it. One, it's a shame that you would have that information and not tell anybody about it, because it's the information to save their soul. But two, you are going to grow in your faith and understanding of it when it comes out of your mouth. When it goes in, you can sit there and go, yeah, I understand. But when you go to say it, you go, let me look at my notes. That means you really don't know it. So it's very healthy, biblical for you to say it, talk about it to people, and practice all the time. Amen? So if you're not comfortable with it, well, I pray you get comfortable. What we're going to do today is we're going to give you a short quiz, Then we're going to invite three people, victims we call them, to sit in this seat up here, and we're going to quiz them. I'm going to quiz them as though I'm a guy in the street and see if they can witness to me based on what they're going to learn today. Okay? We need three victims. So I want you to be praying about being one of those people. You're all excited, right?
Yeah.
To do that.
Yeah.
Okay, we got a whole bunch of them. Okay, real quick. Okay. Whenever you speak in public or witnessing, it is critical for you to know the first thing you're going to say and the last thing you're going to say. Anytime you see someone publicly in public speaking, when they just go on and on and on and on and on, you never hear that here, because we don't do that at The Rock. We don't just go on and on and on and on and on. But whenever you see someone go on, a lot of times it's because they don't know how to stop. They don't know how to say, I'm done. Now, if I ever go on, it's not because I don't know how to stop. It's just because I won't. There's different reasons. So when you have a conversation with somebody, someone asks you about this button, the first thing you're going to say is that it's an Old Testament book about holiness. Say that with me.
Old Testament book about holiness.
One more time.
Old Testament book about holiness.
Third time.
Old Testament book about holiness.
Then you're going to say, hello, my name is. And then, not is, then you don't stop there. Hello, my name is. My name is whatever your name is. Okay, let's say, what's that button? What's that Leviticus?
Old Testament.
That, whatever your name is. It is very important for you to understand, when you talk about this, you are not trying to win an argument. You are not trying to prove someone wrong. You're going to have a conversation about God and your relationship with God. And you want them to experience God. That is the point. If they walk away from you, they're not going to remember hardly anything you say. What they're going to remember is that they had an encounter with you as a person. And they're going to remember, were you nice or not? Especially when they know you're a Christian. Well, they'll probably know, most people will know this from the Bible somewhere. They're going to, okay, she's a Christian. Let's see how they are. You want to be nice. You want to smile. And you want to be friendly, and then you want to give them the truth. That's it. Now, the first thing you want to say is, This is an Old Testament book about holiness. My name is so-and-so. You want to have your conversation. And then at the end, whenever the conversation ends, you want to say, it was very nice speaking to you. Can I invite you to Easter service? And you give him the flyer. Okay? However you say that. Later, peace, bottle of hair grease, whatever it is. Here's a flyer to church. I want to invite you to church on Easter because Easter and Christmas are the two most populated services. People go to church who don't usually go to church. They go on those 2 days. We call them Creasters. They're Christmas and Easter people. Priest. Okay, let's everyone get in your quiz position. What is that? Booty back. Sit up. Put your booty back in your seat. Genesis is the book of?
Beginnings.
Genesis is the book of?
Beginnings.
Exodus is what from where?
Exit from Egypt.
Everyone say exit from Egypt.
Exit from Egypt.
Who was the guy who delivered the Jews from bondage?
Moses.
Everyone say Moses.
Moses.
Moses had a brother named?
Aaron.
Moses had a brother named?
Aaron.
And they traveled for 3 months with all the Jews. They got to a place called Mount
Sinai.
And Mount Sinai, Moses goes up to the top of the mountain. God gives him a bunch of information. One of them is the book of Leviticus and the law. Actually, when he came down, he gave him Leviticus. Leviticus, the key word is what?
Holy.
The key word is what?
Holy.
The key word, Howlah Heights. Everyone say holy.
Holy.
Say holy.
Holy.
All the descendants of Levi are called the
Levites.
Whatever your last name is, put an ite at the end, and that's what you are. I'm a McPhersonite. You're a Smithite, a Jonesite, Ike and Tina Turner. That's what you're, it's ite. So the Levites, say Levites. Okay, Abraham had a son named?
Isaac.
Abraham had a son named?
Isaac.
Isaac had a son named?
Jacob's
name was changed to?
Israel.
Everyone say Israel.
Israel.
His, and he had how many sons?
12.
How many sons?
12.
Who was his third son? Process with me, process. Jacob had 12 sons. Those 12 sons are the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 leaders. And the third one was Levi. Say Levi.
Levi.
What's the third book of the Bible?
Leviticus.
This is good. This is good. It comes out of your mouth. It comes out of your mouth. You know, there is power in what you say. It really is. There's a difference between thinking it and saying it. Okay, the third book of the Bible is?
Leviticus.
The third son of Jacob or Israel was?
Levi.
Very good. Very good. Guess how many sons Levi had?
Three.
Very good. 3, 3, 3. Coincidence. Oh, whatever you want to say it. Then all the descendants of Levi happened. And then one day, one of his descendants was Moses was born. Moses had a brother named?
Aaron.
And all of Aaron's sons are the what?
Priest.
Say priests.
Priest.
Say priests.
Priest.
Say priests.
Priest.
Now the key word in Leviticus is what?
Holy.
The key word in Leviticus is what?
Holy.
The key word in Leviticus is what?
Holy
means to be set aside for a divine purpose. Say set aside.
Set aside.
Say set aside.
Set aside.
Say divine purpose.
Divine purpose.
Holy means what?
Set aside.
Say it again.
Set aside.
One more time.
Set aside.
Moses was born with a what sentence on his head?
Yes.
Very good. That was from last year. You learned that, okay? Joseph was sold into slavery, and Potiphar's wife used to say what to him? Y'all remember all that kind of stuff, right? Joe, because she wanted to get those digits from Joe. You remember she accused him of rape because she wanted to sleep with him. He said no, and he ran away, and she grabbed his clothes, and he ran out of his clothes. Y'all remember the story. Okay, just want to make sure your brain's thinking. Now, holy means? What's that button about? Leviticus. What's Leviticus? What's Leviticus? About holiness? What's holy about? What does holy mean? Three things about holy you want to say. God is holy. Say God is holy.
God is holy.
Say God is holy.
God is holy.
Say we ought to be holy.
We are to be holy.
Say we ought to be holy.
We are to be holy.
God is the one who makes us holy. Just say God makes us holy.
God makes us holy.
Say it again.
God makes us holy.
The first one, God's holy.
God is holy.
Holy means? Now, this is the Old Testament, right? Say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Say no. Say I don't care. Okay. Someone says to you, well, I thought, does the Old Testament apply to us? Or how does the Old Testament apply to us? Two things you want to say. The Old Testament is the foundation of the New Testament. Say foundation.
Foundation.
Say foundation.
Foundation.
Say foundation.
Foundation.
And then you want to say the Old Testament points to Jesus. Say point. The Old Testament what to Jesus?
Points.
Say it again.
Points.
Say it again.
Points.
Three times.
Points.
Now, in the Old Testament, all the lessons in the Old Testament form the what of the New Testament? Because they do what to Jesus? One of those is that in the Old Testament, you learn repeatedly from the very second chapter of the first book, Genesis, that in order for sin to be forgiven, you must shed blood. This is all throughout the Old Testament. So one of the things you learn in the Old Testament is that in order for sin to be forgiven, blood has to be shed. Say that with me. In order for sin to be forgiven? Not in order for shin to be forgiven. Sin to be forgiven. In order for sin to be forgiven?
Sin.
I keep hearing shh. In order for sin to be forgiven, say that one more time.
In order for sin to be
one more time.
In order for sin to be
pronounce that S.
In order for sin to be
there must be bloodshed. Say it again. One more time. That's the Old Testament. Jesus shed his blood for our sin. So the Old Testament was pointing to the New Testament. Say, Jesus fulfilled the Old Testament. Jesus what the Old Testament?
Fulfilled.
Jesus what the Old Testament?
Fulfilled.
Jesus what the Old Testament?
Fulfilled.
Because he taught the Spirit of the law. Say, Spirit of the law.
Spirit.
Say, Spirit of the law.
Spirit.
Say, the Spirit of the law.
Spirit.
Because Jesus, in the Old Testament, you have all the rules and regulations. Jesus taught what they really meant. Example. The Old Testament says you shouldn't murder. Jesus said, matter of fact, Jesus said this. You heard it said before, you shouldn't murder. What I say to you is don't even be angry without cause. Jesus then said, you heard it said, don't commit adultery. What I say to you is don't even lust. He took it to a whole nother level. He fulfilled the law. He taught the spirit of the law, not the letter of the law. Jesus said, you heard it said, don't swear falsely. What I say to you is don't swear at all. So the Old Testament is the foundation for the New Testament. And it's critical that you understand this versus memorize the words, but understand this. The Old Testament is the foundation where the Jews had all the rules and regulations and all the ceremony and realized that they could never satisfy it all. And then Jesus came and said, it's even worse than you thought. It's even, there's a spiritual principle. Now you're really in trouble. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to fulfill it all in my life and death on the cross. So it all pointed to Jesus. Now, watch with me now. The Old Testament is the what to the New Testament?
Foundation.
It's the what to the New Testament?
Foundation.
Because it does what to Jesus Christ? And about sin, that we learned in the Old Testament that in order for sin to be forgiven, there has to be what?
Bloodshed.
Say it one more time.
Bloodshed.
Say it two times straight.
Bloodshed.
Very good. And Jesus Christ shed his what?
Blood.
Okay, one of the most famous ceremonies in the Old Testament is the Day of Atonement. The Day of Atonement, the high priest. Moses had a brother named who?
Aaron.
Aaron was the first high priest. Aaron was the what? Say it again. Say it again. He was over all the other priests. And only one time a year, Aaron can go into the tabernacle, into the Holy of Holies, to atone for, get the sins forgiven of all the people. Once a year, Yom Kippur, Day of Atonement. Okay, Aaron was the what high priest?
First.
He was the first what? First what?
High priest.
Okay, when he went in, first thing he had to do is have his own sins forgiven. He had to have his own sins what?
Forgiven.
He had to have his own sins what?
Forgiven.
And he did it by shedding the blood of an animal. The blood of a what?
Animal.
The blood of a what?
Animal.
The blood of a what?
Animal.
And Aaron had to have his own sins what?
Forgiven.
Had to have his own sins what?
Forgiven.
Everyone say forgiven?
Forgiven.
Say forgiven. Then he had the sins of the people transferred to the head of a goat. The head of a what?
Goat.
The head of a what?
Goat.
You heard the term scapegoat. This is the goat. They put the sins on his head, and the goat took the sins out into the wilderness. If you weren't here that Sunday, we had actually a goat up here. And I prayed for it, and then the lady took it out. Okay? So Aaron was the first what? High priest. Say high priest.
High priest.
The first what?
High priest.
And how often did he go into the Holy of Holies? Say it again. Say it again. And he had to have his own sins what?
Forgiven.
He had to have his own sins what?
Forgiven.
And then he transferred the sins of the people onto the head of a what?
Goat.
The head of a what?
Goat.
And how many times a year did he do it?
Once.
And he had his own sins because he shed the blood of a what?
Animal.
He shed the blood of a what?
Animal.
He shed the blood of a what?
Animal.
A what?
Animal.
A what? Okay. Jesus, remember the Old Testament's the what to the New Testament?
Salvation.
The Old Testament's the what to the New Testament?
Salvation.
And it points, to, it does what to Jesus?
Points.
It does what to Jesus?
Points.
Say it points to Jesus.
Points.
What's that button on you? What's Leviticus? What does holy mean? Tell me three things about holiness. Okay, let's do it one more time, one at a time. Everyone say, God is holy.
God is holy.
We ought to be holy.
We are to be holy.
God makes us holy.
God makes us holy.
High priest. Jesus is the great high priest. Say, great high priest.
Great high priest.
Remember, the Old Testament points to Jesus. He's a great high priest. Say, great high priest.
Great high priest.
He didn't have to have his sins forgiven because he was whatless.
Sinless.
He was sinless. He didn't have to shed the blood of animals. He shed his own blood. Say, his own blood. Because his own blood was whatless. He didn't have to do it every year. He had to do it once for all because he was sinless. How often did he do it?
Once for all.
He didn't have to take the sins of the people and put them on the head of a goat. He had the sins placed on his own head when he had the crown of thorns on his head. Thorns in the Old Testament, Genesis 3, when God cursed the earth after Adam and Eve sinned, he caused thorns to grow. So anytime you see a thorn, it's a symbol of the curse. They put that on Jesus' head, symbolic of the curse, of the sin that he was dying for. You follow me? Jesus is the what high priest?
Great high
priest. What high priest?
Great high priest?
What high priest?
Great high priest.
And he didn't have to have his sins forgiven because he was whatless?
Sinless.
And he didn't have to do it every year. He did it once and for
all.
Once and for
all.
And he didn't have the sins of the people transferred to the goat. He had them transferred to him.
Self.
His what?
Self.
His what?
Self.
And he had to die only one time because his sin was whatless?
Sinless.
I mean, his blood was whatless. Okay, it's time to stop. We only need three people. Three people. Raise your hand. Yes. Come up. Yes. Yes. And yes. Yes. Did you volunteer him? You got the glasses. Yes. Come on up, sir. Yes. Now, every time, let's give these people a hand. Good morning. Good morning. Come on up. Every time, this is the third service, one last night, one this morning. Two women are always the first up here. It's like the guys always, it's true. How you doing?
Hi.
How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? Have a seat. Grab the microphone. Okay, here are the rules. We only talk about the issue at hand, okay? And once I turn around, I'm going to do a 360 in a minute, I'm no longer Pastor Miles. So you can't dress me as Pastor Miles. I know it's going to be hard because you're seeing me, but I'm not me. So I'm going to talk to you like a guy in the street, okay?
Okay.
Tell me your name.
Deirdre.
Deirdre.
Diane.
Diane.
Chris.
Chris? Okay, Chris. I appreciate your study props and everything, but I mean, that's real nice. You know, good try and everything, but, you know, got to keep it real up in the house, okay? trying to cheat up in the house. I'm in church. So on Sunday, you're cheating, all right? Sorry, just jokey joke. Are you nervous? Are you nervous? No, you nervous?
Yes,
okay. You should be. Okay, we're going to pray for them, all right? Lord, we just pray for these people. We pray to have a great time. And we just thank you for their courage of coming up here. And we pray that we would all learn a lot. In Jesus' name. Everyone said?
Amen.
Okay, here we go. I'm 360. I'm not Miles anymore. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing fine. What's that? Oh, by the way, did I tell y'all to turn questions asked of you into questions asked by you? Okay, one of the things when you're witnessing to people, let me turn back around. One of the things when you're witnessing to people is that whenever someone asks you a question, don't feel like you have to be the answer person. You can ask them questions. So if someone says to you, are you a Christian or what's a Christian? You could say to them, what do you think a Christian is? About anything. Okay, so don't feel you have to be offensive and never get in an argument. It's not an argument. Okay, here we go. So how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
What's that button?
This button is
You use the microphone.
Hi, this button says ask me about Leviticus. Do you want to know?
Well, that's why I'm asking you. Tell me what it means.
Leviticus is an Old Testament book in the Bible about holiness.
Really? Really? What's holiness?
Holiness means set aside for divine purpose.
What does that mean, divine? Is that like an angel thing? I know angels are UFOs. is that what that means?
No, divine means set aside for divine purpose. You know anything about Jesus Christ?
Yeah, I heard it. I saw the Passion movie.
The Pastor movie?
The Passion of the Christ. I saw that movie.
Okay.
Yeah, and I see the stuff on Easter. They have all the Jesus movies.
Okay.
And Christmas, and He Was Born, the Virgin. Yeah, I know that.
Okay, is that all?
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Okay. Well, would you like to come to church with me on Easter Sunday and learn more?
Well, I want to know what the Leviticus is about. What does that mean? That is a funny word.
Well, it's the third book in the Bible. It talks about holiness. And holiness means you're set aside for divine purpose.
What is divine?
Well, if you're a part of the Christ body.
That means I'm like his leg or his foot.
No.
Okay.
It means that you believe.
Okay. I believe.
Okay. You believe. Okay. Very good.
Okay, thank you.
Well, did I answer your question? You know where Leviticus is?
No. You said it's the third book in the Bible about holiness, and I'm still trying to figure out the divine part and what that means.
Okay.
You know what? What's your name?
I'm Diane.
What's that? Why are you wearing that? Why are you wearing that button anyway?
So people can ask me about Leviticus.
What do you want them to ask you?
Excuse me?
What do you want me to ask you? What should I ask you?
What do you want to know?
I don't know anything about it. So Leviticus. What is it? I mean, so it's a funny word.
Do I pretend that you haven't talked to her?
Exactly.
Okay.
We're at the mall. We're at the movies.
Okay. Leviticus is an Old Testament book about holiness. Do you know what the Old Testament is?
No.
Do you know have you heard of what a Bible is?
Dang. I look really lost. Yeah, I've seen a Bible before. They got them in the hotels.
Have you ever picked one up and looked through it?
Yo, just to move it because I wanted to put something in the drawer.
Oh, okay. Well, if you were to open that Bible, you would see that Leviticus is the third book of the Bible.
Okay.
Yes. And,
What's that got to do with me, though? I mean, that's Old Testament. What's that got to do with me?
Well, have you heard of Jesus?
Yep, I know about Jesus.
Okay, well, we know of Jesus from the New Testament, but the Old Testament is the foundation of the New Testament. And, in fact, the Old Testament points to Jesus.
What does that mean?
That means that Jesus wants to save your life. And Leviticus sets the foundation of that. Holiness is the key word in Leviticus. And God actually wants you to be holy. And He makes you holy if you want Him to.
You said that Leviticus is the foundation, or the Old Testament is the foundation for the New Testament, and it points to Jesus. What
right.
does that mean, that it's the foundation for the New Testament, and it points to Jesus? I don't understand what that means. Because I thought that, the Jews don't accept Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So they read the Old Testament. Christians believe in Jesus, so they read the New Testament. And you're saying that they're connected.
Yes, okay. Because when Jesus came, He fulfilled the law.
The law?
Yes.
What's that?
The law is what God gave to Moses. Moses is one of the characters in Leviticus. he gave the people, the Israelites, the original chosen people of God.
Chosen, that means that only they can go to heaven?
No, but God chose them to use them for a divine purpose, to point to show other people what it means to be holy.
Let me take a break. Do you see how she's thinking? This is you will not think that unless you get in a conversation. How do you put all these facts together? Okay, now we're back to the thing.
Okay.
You're doing good. So tell me how this is connected to the Old New Testament. I still don't understand.
How Leviticus is connected?
The Old Testament, New Testament. You said it was, I'm still back on the foundation thing
okay.
you said. And the points of Jesus. I don't get it.
Okay, well, when Jesus came, He, like I said, He fulfilled the law. Leviticus is full of all these laws, and people were required to obey them to be holy. And when Jesus came, he fulfilled the law. There was certain laws to be to not murder. And when Jesus came, he said, don't even be angry without cause. As I heard someone told me before. So Jesus wants to save you.
That must have been a really smart guy that told
me. Really. In fact.
Where is that guy at?
He's actually at church. You want to come with me sometime? You can actually learn some more from this guy.
I still want to know about this foundational thing.
Okay.
Because how does, when you say fulfill, does that mean he did it?
Yes. He.
So does that mean we should do it?
Yes. Jesus is our example.
So we should do the Old Testament law.
But it has to be more than that. It has to be your heart. God wants our heart. Because
if I remember correctly, in the Old Testament, now you see I'm cutting you off. Okay? I'm doing that on purpose. You have to kill animals. So that means I should kill animals, and Jesus killed animals because he fulfilled it. Is that what you're saying to me?
No, Jesus was sinless. Jesus is different from the characters in Leviticus in that he was sinless. Therefore, when he died on the cross, have you ever seen the movie Passion of the Christ?
No.
Have you seen the previews of it?
Nope.
Okay, well, let me tell you.
I lied to her. You know, I'm a sinner.
Well, about 2,000 years ago or more, there was a man who came to earth, and he died for the sins of all the people, and he died for you, and because he wants to save you from your sin. And my sin.
But how do I fulfill the Old Testament? I still, you say he fulfilled the Old Testament. Does that mean that he did what was in the Old Testament?
No, he didn't. Because he was divine, he was God in human body. He was not required to kill an animal because unlike Aaron, who was the high priest in Leviticus, he had to kill an animal to forgive his own sins because Aaron had sins. But Jesus didn't have any sin. He is the great high priest.
Now, Aaron, was he like in, was he in Belle Biv DeVoe, that group Belle Biv? Who's Aaron?
Aaron is,
You don't know who Belle Biv DeVoe is. Sorry. Is he one of the Jackson 5 brothers? I mean, who's Aaron?
Aaron was the high priest in Leviticus.
He was smoking weed?
Excuse me?
He was smoking weed?
No. He was not. He was...
By the way, when you say high priest, no one's going to know what that is. They're going to think he was hot. That's why I said that. Was he hot?
No, I mean, he was the head priest. There were other priests, and Aaron was like the head dude, you know?
Oh, gotcha.
Head dude,
oh, okay.
You know? Yeah.
Is he Catholic?
No.
Why are you wearing that button?
Hi, my name is Chris.
Hi, Chris. My name is John. Yes.
Leviticus is the third book of the Bible. And Jesus came and... Yes.
Good, you can keep talking.
The Old Testament laid the foundation. No, the Old Testament points to Jesus, and Jesus laid the foundation for the New Testament. And how that Jesus made a New Testament. Yes.
tell me what Leviticus is.
Leviticus is a book of the Bible.
It's a book in the Bible.
Yes, the book of the Bible.
And why are you wearing that pin?
I'm wearing this button to reach out to people like you. You want to know something about Leviticus, and I would like to learn something with you. And
you want to learn with me?
Yes.
What would you like to learn?
I would like to learn about God and learn more about Leviticus. And the reason I'm wearing this button is because people like you ask me about it, and it makes me learn about it.
What is a person like me like?
There. They're curious.
I'm sorry?
They're curious.
Oh, I'm a curious brother.
Hungry for knowledge.
Yes. I'm hungry for knowledge. Very good. He was very complimentary. Very good. Very good. So tell me what Leviticus, does it mean something, the word? Or, what is it? You can say you don't know.
I don't know.
Very good. Why are you wearing that button? You want me to learn?
Yes.
Okay. What do you want me to learn? If there's one thing about Leviticus you want me to learn, what would that be?
I want you to know that it's the third book of the Bible, and it's a part of the Old Testament, which points to Jesus, which laid the foundation for the New Testament.
How does the Old Testament point to Jesus?
In the Old Testament, said, thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said, don't think about it in the first place, because it's just, don't think about it. Jesus was perfect. In the Old Testament, they had an animal, and because blood has to be shed for sin to be forgiven. And so they had an animal, and they would place something on the animal's head once a year, and it'd run and take the sins away.
You're rewriting the whole Bible right now. Got a bleeding animal running around in there. Go ahead, brother.
And how Jesus did it, Jesus came and thorns. Thorns came about in the Bible. And a crown of thorns was placed on Jesus' head. And blood was shed. He died for our sins. And so.
Good. Let me get back to you, young lady. You have that button on. Why is it that you're wearing the button?
I'm wearing the button because...
It kind of matches what you have on.
Yeah, it does, but okay. That wasn't the purpose.
Oh, okay.
I'm wearing the button because Leviticus is a very important book of the Bible. It tells people who are Christians, who study about the Bible, the purpose of holiness. It lays a great foundation for the laws that came about, and then it helps us to understand that those laws really, although they seem to be important in the day, they weren't important compared to what was to come, which was Jesus Christ.
And so, tell me why Jesus Christ is more important than those laws, because the Jews think they're important still.
Well, the Jews had to have something to place their sin on. And they had all of these rituals. I mean, they had rituals up and down. And at the end of the day, they really couldn't fulfill all the rituals. So they tried and tried, and all they could do is try to fulfill the rituals, but it didn't come about. So the reason why Jesus is important is because he was sinless, and he took sin away. There was a time when you had to take a sacrifice, give it to the priest. The priest would pray for you, and once a year they'd go into this go into the most holy of holy places and place the sin of the people upon an animal that was a goat, and he'd put those sins on there and he'd run away just once a year. So all year long, you might be sinning, you might be in trouble. You know, you could go to the priest and they do what they do and have that ritual. Well, Jesus Christ then came, and he was sinless. And instead of doing all those rituals and still not feeling fulfilled in terms of getting your sins forgiven, he forgave. He lived, and he lived a life, and he lived like a man, and he had the challenges of a man. But then he died for your sins.
Good. Let's give him all a hand. Thank you very much. Thank you. You put it right there. Okay, the reason I got to stop is because our time's run out. But real quick, I wanted to ask you, raise your hand. What did you learn? Just raise your hand. Yes.
I learned the contrast between the Old Testament, the book of Leviticus, and when Jesus came and how he changed everything. And I don't see it as making it worse, but make it a step higher to get closer to him. So
okay.
We have to be holy to get closer to Jesus.
So you're learning the relationship between the Old Testament and New Testament, how Jesus is the stepping stone, the next step up. What else y'all learned? Very good. What else you learned? Yes. It's not easy. It's not easy. But you have to, let me tell you something. If you don't practice, it'll never get easy. You have to practice. And let me put this guilt trip on you. And I don't mean it to be a guilt trip, but let it be a guilt trip. If you can't effectively do that, someone who's looking to get saved might not get saved. So what's at stake is that you can either be embarrassed a little bit or uncomfortable, or someone can go to hell. And I would think you would say, I'll be embarrassed and practice so I can be efficient with it. Because you should be able to get to where you're standing in line at Vaughn's and you share the gospel right there. Bam, 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 checking out. Bam, bam, and they're saved by the time you get to the door. I mean, at least they got enough in their mind to get saved. That's how you should get, okay? Because if you can't do it at all, then God's going, how do I use you? You know, how do I use you? I got to get the gospel. Anyway, who else? Yes. Keep it simple. If you say any word from the Bible, high priest, sin, forgiveness, you've got to explain what that word is as soon as you say it. Okay? Yes? How some religions just don't get it. And we have to be very respectful of those people and share with them in a way that helps them get it and not be condescending or argumentative. But people, remember, people are lost. The enemy's the devil, not the people. And some people are very innocently lost. There's a guy who comes to church here. He's been here twice, and he's from Paris. He actually, 2 weekends ago, flew here for the weekend. He came to church, and we had this thing going back and forth. He goes to night service. And I had a conversation with him last week, and he says, I know nothing about the Bible. Nothing. I know Jesus was born in the year zero, and Mary was a virgin. That's it. And I mean, nothing. And so he's a guy who just wants to know, but he knows nothing. It's not his fault. So let's try to educate those people. What else y'all learn? Yes? You don't know everything. You won't learn everything. Trust God. You have to pray, say, God, because people are going to ask you questions, as you saw, that are not part of the lesson plan. You know, and you got to be able to answer the question or say, I don't know. Can I help? Can we get back together? Matter of fact, why don't you meet me at church or whatever you want to do? Come to my small group. Okay. Okay. Matter of fact, in 2 weeks, two or three weeks, a week before Easter, we're going to do this again. We're going to do another quiz. And I want you, we have small groups. We're going to give these lesson plans in small groups. You need to be practicing. And matter of fact, at the bottom of your lesson plan is the Romans Road, which is the gospel presentation. You need to close. If someone says, I want to know, you need to say, okay, here's the bottom line. Here's how you get saved. Anybody else? What'd you learn? Yes, in the back. Show people that they're in need of a Savior. You need to talk about sin eventually and really show very compassionately that they're in need of a Savior, just like you were. Not that you're good, they're bad, but that we're all sinners. Yes, someone else over here, raise their hand. Yes. Yes. Yes, constantly learn. When you're talking to somebody, be listening to what you're learning from them. Be listening to what they're saying. Don't assume you know that they're not saved, they're going to hell, don't assume you know what they believe. Listen to them and talk to them. That's why you want to ask questions. If someone says to you, oh, I think I'm going to heaven, don't say you're not. Say, why do you think that? What do you think heaven is? How do you think people go to heaven? You can have a whole conversation. I mean, half of my conversations I have with people all over the time are asking questions. I was asking a guy a question the other day. He says, you're worse than my kids. He said that to me. And it's fine. I like to ask a lot of questions. That's how you know what's in someone's heart. Then you know what you can say. One more person. What else you learn? Yes? Right. So you learn how to explain Leviticus to someone. So now here's your challenge. You have your button. We're going to do this again in a couple weeks. Keep quizzing. I can't encourage you enough to go to a small group. Practice it with people. Now, in your mind, you may be saying, I ain't doing it because that's not what I do. I want to challenge you. This is biblical. This is not my pet peeve or the Rock's pet peeve. This is why we are saved, to share the gospel with people who aren't saved. This is the most basic thing we have to be comfortable doing. Because God forbid you should be someone at your job, worst case scenario, you know, I'm having trouble in my marriage, I'm feeling this, do you have any advice for me? And all you have to say is, come to my church. That's not bad, but that's not the best thing you could say. The best thing you could do is sit down and say, listen, I have a church I want to invite you to, but let me right now share with you how much God loves you. That's the best thing you could say. And pray with them and share with them the gospel. Bible says we're all sinners. The sin is that we're faulty. We're not perfect. We always do what God, our nature does not want to do what God wants us to do. But Jesus Christ died for our sin. The penalty of sin is death. We're going to die. The basic. Do you want Christ? So many people are right there. They're right there. You just shake a tree, the fruit falls off. There's so many people, and I'm not bragging because I have the gift of evangelism, but I believe that one of the reasons a lot of people get saved when I talk to them is because I ask them. I think that's, you just ask them. I was talking to a guy once, this guy happened not to get saved, but I was talking to him, witnessing to him, and he was kind of, yeah, sounds good. And I said, do you know who Mariano Rivera is? Do y'all know who Mariano Rivera is? He's a closer, like Trevor Hoffman. He's a closer for the Yankees, one of the best closers ever. When he comes in the game is over. He's there to end the game. That's it. Three outs, boom, done. He's like 150 pounds, real skinny dude, and throws heat, 90-something miles an hour. When he comes in the game, they are bringing him in to end the game. He is a closer. So I'm sitting talking to this guy who happens to know who Mariano Rivera is, and I said, do you know who Mariano is? He says, yes, he's a closer. Yes, that's what I am. I'm here to close you right now. You want to be able to do that with someone. Just simple. If you could do that, man, God can use you in so many places because I believe so many people, and I don't believe this from theory, I believe it's from experience, that so many people are waiting to get saved. They just want an opportunity. That's it. They just want an opportunity. And you are the opportunity. If all y'all led one person to the Lord this year, if all y'all led one person to the Lord this year, you got 9.5 months. That's over 1,400 people who get saved just from you, one person. Do you know how amazing that is? That's over 7,000 people a year just from everybody in the church, or actually more than 10, 12,000 if you add up everyone who comes in a month on a month basis in 1 year, just from one individual. If that's all you had to do, that would be amazing. And that's my challenge to you. Is let's make this real. Let's not just, you know, watch a few people do it. Let's all of us do it. And Easter, hey, invite someone to Easter church on Easter Sunday. You got your button, have your flyer. Let's all sing and pray. Come up. Lord, thank you for our day. Thank you for these people who came up today. And I pray you challenge us to share our faith in Jesus' name. Everyone said,
amen.
Y'all got to go because we got traffic. Hey.
Of God, I am a friend of God, he calls me a friend.